Let's continue our discussion about the 144,000. We have learned that they are survivors through the final crisis. They keep God's Ten Commandments. They have the faith of Jesus. And they are sealed. But does the Bible say more about them? In the book of Revelation, we have learned that seven is a very important number. There are seven historical churches. There are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven plagues. We've also learned that Jesus comes in the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth plague to receive the sixth church, which are those who are alive when Jesus comes. You might say, what happens to Laodicea? Well, Laodicea is a condition of lukewarmness. There are no lukewarm Christians when Jesus comes. All have made a choice. They're either hot or cold, and so the church that emerges to be translated to heaven is Philadelphia. Let's read in Revelation 3 and verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from or through the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Now it uses the word test here, but this test is actually a final crisis so that all can be sorted out whether they are saved or lost. Let's look at verse 9. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet to know that I have loved you. There is a parallel passage in Exodus, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 1. Now the Lord said to Moses, one more plague I will bring on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go. Verse 5. Moses speaking to Pharaoh says, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. Verse 6. Moreover, there shall be a great cry in all the land of Egypt. Verse 7. But against any of the sons of Israel, a dog shall not even bark, whether against man or beast, notice, that you may understand how the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Verse 8, and all these your servants will come down to me and bow themselves before me, saying, go out, you and all your people who follow you. This parallel passage parallels an experience that God's people just before Jesus comes have. Satan has impersonated Christ. Many alleged Christians say, Lord, Lord, did we not do this and that and another thing? Jesus will say, I don't know you. Why? Because they have loved wickedness rather than having a love of the truth. They have not kept God's word. And so God makes a distinction between his people that say, no, this isn't Christ. He hasn't come yet. And those who say the millennium beast has started, Jesus has returned to the earth, as they gather for the great battle of Armageddon to destroy God's people, the plagues begin to fall, God turns the table, their eyes are open, and they see that they're on the wrong side. They see that God has loved his people, those who say that Jesus has not yet come. Well, there's another thing we can learn about Philadelphia. It says in verse 12 of chapter 3 of Revelation, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will not go out from it anymore, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, New Jerusalem, and my new name. So the Philadelphians have three names written on them. We go to Revelation 14, verse 1. And I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, with him the 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. In other words, two out of three is pretty good for me. I believe that the 144,000 and the Church of Philadelphia are the same group. It's a group that no one can count. They are alive when Jesus comes. God keeps them through the final crisis. They have the faith of Jesus. They keep his commandments. They are God's true blue people. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 says they have a love of the truth so as to be saved. They love truth. They love God. They love their neighbor as themselves. These are the people that we should aspire to be like and to be among. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.